You might recall our story a couple of days ago about the Pakistani man in Abbottabad who live-tweeted the raid on bin Laden's compound. Sohib Attar was initially annoyed at all the noise and the disruption of the raid. Later, though, after he realized bin Laden had been killed in the operation, he tweeted, "There goes the neighborhood." The World's Marco Werman wondered what he meant by that.
Earlier this week, I messaged Sohib Attar and asked him what he meant. He's a guy who moved to Abbottabad to get away from crazy city life and curious people like me. And he's been mute most of the week since his instant celebrity. So let me take a stab at a few interpretations of his line. "There goes the neighborhood" is a phrase with racist overtones. Just ask rapper Ice-T.
There goes the neighborhood!
In the 1960s in the U.S., white families began heading out of the cities to the suburbs. Relatively affluent African-American families followed. But a black family arriving on one of those suburban streets sometimes provoked residents to utter, "There goes the neighborhood." Racist economics concluded that as more blacks moved in, property values would decrease. That's not what Attar meant about Abbottabad, or is it?
Yeah, that's true. The property prices are going down since that thing has happened in Abbottabad.
A real estate agent I contacted yesterday in Abbottabad says the city's grown popular in recent years with property investors and second home buyers looking to get out of Islamabad. But all that changed Monday, he says, referring to the raid on bin Laden as "that thing."
Believe me, since that thing has happened here in Abbottabad, prices went down. It didn't went up. And a lot of people are scared to, invest anymore in Abbottabad.
Does that mean people since Monday have already begun listing their homes? They want to move?
Most of the investors, like in Abbottabad, they are the overall, from Pakistan, from different cities, the people come over here and buy properties or house, But since that thing has happened over here, all the investors, they stop spending their money in Abbottabad anymore.
Maybe investors are worried that sleepy Abbottabad could become a shrine for Al-Qaeda. I put that to Declan Walsh. He's the Guardian newspaper's man in Pakistan.
It's certainly highly plausible that supporters or simply the curious would flock to this house. But my guess is that the Pakistani government, its military and intelligence services, would probably want to destroy this house. They don't want it to turn into some sort of shrine that it's going to attract either the curious or indeed bin Laden sympathizers over the years.
Well, what if "there goes the neighborhood" means that now with this successful U.S. raid, there will be a bigger American presence in Pakistan? Declan Walsh doesn't think so. He says it'll probably remain the same.
The U.S. will certainly continue with operations already ongoing, most notably the drone strikes in the tribal belt.
The White House has said it wants to prevent a safe haven for terrorism from growing in Pakistan, and it doesn't want the Taliban anywhere near the halls of government in Islamabad. That would be really bad, says Ron Rosenbaum. He's written a new book with the ominous title, "How the End Begins, The Road to a Nuclear World War III.
When the guy said, "There goes the neighborhood," I thought, there goes a lot of neighborhoods, possibly.
In his book, Rosenbaum walks the reader through the likeliest war scenarios that could lead to nuclear annihilation. He says the biggest concern is Pakistan.
What happens if a Taliban-friendly, Qaeda-friendly government takes over Pakistan? They're taking over a minimum of 90 nuclear warheads. Are the people in Washington going to be happy about the fact that Al-Qaeda suddenly has the fourth largest nuclear arsenal in the world under its influence? I don't think so. I've heard people talk about war games in which just this possibility is played out.
And if that's a scenario, then the definition of the neighborhood would include the entire planet. This morning, Sohib Attar, the tweeter in Abbottabad, finally posted answers to questions his new followers have put to him this week. As for the meaning of "there goes the neighborhood," Attar wrote, "Abbottabad has never attracted a lot of attention from either the terrorists or the media. The event was certainly going to change all that." Yes, to say the least. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.